Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. It has been a couple of weeks since we've had the opportunity to have a discussion here on the Align for Life podcast, but we have a great one lined up for you today. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell. And we're going to welcome back to our community someone who is a familiar name and familiar face to those of you who have been around a while. And he returns again, but in a different role, and it's going to be a great opportunity to get acquainted and find out what that is. So today, my opportunity to welcome the Vice President for Viatorian Identity and Mission, Brother John Eustace, again, well-known to many of you who have been around. So, Brother John, good morning. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with me today.
Good morning. It's great to be here to talk with you.
So, a lot of things I want to talk to you about today, but let's talk first about that title I just threw out there. Tell me a little bit about this role you have at St. Viator High School now.
Sure. So the Vice President of Viatorian Identity and Mission, it is a long title, and many times people ask, what does that mean? Well, to boil it down, it pretty much means that I serve the school, the students, the faculty, the parents, benefactors, et cetera, as pretty much as a pastor, or as a pastoral role to walk with people to make sure that God is at the center, Christ is at the center of everything we do, whether it's athletics or parent meetings or what have you. So, that's my role is to be pastor, basically.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it was a role that was created a couple of years ago when the school switched to having its first lay president, and so it was Father Dan Hall who sort of created this role and helped shape it. And had a mid-year transition to you. What are some of the first steps you've taken to sort of put your own identity into this role?
Sure. So part of my identity, having been at the school before as a campus minister or working in campus ministry, that's a major piece of what I bring. And being able to walk with people is at the heart of it. So in my first day on the job, which was, and I shouldn't even say job, I should say my first day in this ministry, basically Brian Liedlich said, okay, our board of trustees is looking at reworking the mission statement, and you're it. So within the first week, I started meeting with the mission effectiveness team and looking at the mission statement, and just a great opportunity in this role to be able to help a group of people identify what it is we really are about, things that are already happening, and then to be able to put words to it. So that, literally, the mission statement is in the, how is it being lived out through interviewing new teachers, through, or potential new teachers, new campus minister, through walking with athletics and finding out how is the mission alive, and then pointing to it.
And you mentioned Brian Liedlich, who is the president, and Karen Love is the outstanding principal at St. Viator High School. Tell me a little bit about your working relationship with them and other members of the administration and leadership team. How do you sort of integrate yourself into what happens in a high school on a regular basis?
Yeah, coming to this role from my experiences of being a faculty member and now being on the administrative team, both Brian and Karen, it's really a team approach. They turn to me, ask me my input, which at first I would say, why would they ask me that? Then I realized, oh, yeah, I'm the vice president here. So that would be why. But it's a very collaborative role. Decisions are not taken lightly, whether it's hiring somebody or a disciplinary action or a ministerial program. We all work together, and we rely on one another to be able to come up with a decision and to be an informed decision to make sure that this institution is really responding to the needs of not only the students who are here, but everybody who's plugged into this community.
And you've given me plenty of things I want to follow up here and talk about the different parts of your role. But you also mentioned your history at the school. And so let's step back for a minute and maybe just kind of step us through your previous roles here and reacquaint everyone with what you have done prior to this time at St. Viator High School.
Yeah, absolutely. So right out of college. I went to University of Nevada, Las Vegas, got my degree in elementary education, and quickly decided I did not want to be an elementary school teacher. They just don't understand my sarcasm for some reason. It's a healthy sarcasm, though. I want to be clear on that. But at that time, I joined the Viatorians as a pre-novice, and that's a year where you live with and work with the community to really say, do I want to join as a brother? So my first full-time year as a Viatorian pre-novice, I was an intern in campus ministry. So that was 2001 to 2002. And then I went and did more formational work for myself. Eventually, I returned in 2006 as Brother John instead of Mr. Eustace. And so I was here from 2006 to 2009 as a campus minister, really learning my ministerial identity and walking with young people and providing programming. Then in 2009, I was asked to go to Belize in Central America, so I did that for 4 years, working as a pastoral associate at a parish there. Had to learn Spanish along the way. And at the end of that stint, I came back to the States, and another position in campus ministry opened up, so I became a co-director of campus ministry at that time. I was there for 4 years, really working on developing the programming and adapting it to what is now we're learning is our post-millennial generation, and making mm-hmm. sure that it's in line with what their experiences of faith are. And then in 2017, I left and went to our first parish ever in the United States, Maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Bourbonnais, Illinois, and served as the supervisor of youth ministry there, but then ventured out into young adult ministry. And literally next door to the parish campus is Olivet Nazarene University, who have roughly 300 Catholic students there. So being able to work with and talk with and help them understand our faith tradition. And then Father Hall, when he was elected provincial, asked me with the whole provincial council back in December, we would like you to be the vice president at the high school. What do you think? And immediately I said, hey, if the community needs me to be there, I will be there. It's a place I love. So here I am.
Amazing journey, really. Outstanding different variety of experiences. Do you feel, or as you went through that process, were you looking forward to a day like this when a role like this might be in front of you, or is this one of those things that just happened upon you and now you look back on your experiences and try and apply them? Is this just interesting the way you ended up here, and curious how you felt about that path to get there?
Yeah, I would say that throughout my adult life, throughout my Viatorian life, I've never really aspired for any particular role. Roles have come up and I've responded to it. Yeah, it hasn't been my lifelong dream to be a school administrator. I'm sitting here going, what the heck just happened here? I went to school to become a teacher, and then all of a sudden now I didn't want to do that, and now I'm an administrator. How did that happen? My life as a Viatorian has had me scratching my head many times, but it has never had me wondering what the heck am I doing. I think God has placed this in front of me, and with an invitation to respond, and I have. I'm not into trying to make a name for myself or anything like that. I'm simply into trying to respond to the invitation from God to be able to help make this, whatever I'm doing, hopefully Jesus Christ is being the one pointed to. And so whoever I'm working with, I'm also helping them to also point to Jesus. So, and that's kind of at the heart of who we are as Viatorians.
Yeah, great conversation today. We've got about 5 minutes left with Brother John Eustace of St. Vitor High School, the new Vice President for Viatorian Identity and Mission, getting some great input on both his background and his vision for this role at the high school. Now, you talked about walking with the students, and we know that the students at the high school are challenged academically on a daily basis and very involved in many activities, both in and out of school. They're looking towards their college opportunities and their career. They're busy, and they're probably stressed a little bit. How do you kind of help them pull back and make sure that faith formation is a part of their routine as well?
Sure. What happens whenever I meet a student in the hallway and say hello, the first thing I ask them is, how are you doing? And usually they'll say, fine, and then I'll ask, well, what's going on today? And they'll usually give me the list of all those things that you were just saying, whether it's athletics or AP exams, or they're in the learning center trying to figure out how to do a new learning strategy, or they have tons of homework. And so the message I convey all the time is, you know, really do your best, but where is God in all of this? Especially when kids are looking at colleges. That's one of the first questions I ask after, oh, where are you applying, or where are your choices? Then I'll ask them, where's God in this decision? And this is something I'm discovering right now in this role, is not just this role, but when I was here before, the young people kind of pause and don't know how to answer that, or think, oh, I didn't think of inviting God into this. So as I ask that question, then I try to give them pointers. And then as I'm working at programming and trying to help make sure the mission and the Viatorian vision comes alive in our classrooms and different venues, that the adults working with our young people are starting to ask those same questions.
And it's on a bigger scale, as we look at kind of a global environment, and you mentioned the places on the map that you've been, we kind of lose sight of what happens at a school like this. What's the importance, what's the value of Catholic education, and why it needs to be strong and relevant in our society today?
Yeah, Catholic education is unique. It is a unifying thing. The word Catholic meaning universal. So just simply put, if I'm going to a mass in Bogota, Colombia, which I've been, I know what's happening in that mass. If I go to Paris, France, or Corus Altam, Belize, or at St. James right down the road here in Arlington Heights, that I'm having a similar experience of God has been a part of our lives through Jesus Christ. So a Catholic education is focusing on that, not only academics, which are super important, which are, I think we excel at very well, but how is God expressing God's self through our students and through their abilities? And that's what we're able to do at a Catholic school, is point to that, where you can't do that at a public school. I went to public school out in Nevada, and the fact that I'm even talking about God within a school setting is, well, it's not foreign to me anymore. It used to be.
But yeah, sure.
And my hope, or our hope for the students here, is that through their academic rigors, through their co-curricular activities, through their retreat and spirituality programming that they are participating in, that they actually discover who God needs them to be, or who God's inviting them to be, so then that when the issues come up in the world, when people's greatest needs in the world come up, a person who went through this Catholic educational system is very readily able to respond to the Christ who is out there in the world, who needs very well-educated people to provide answers to the prayers that those who are the least among us are asking. And I truly believe that that's what we're preparing young people to do. And there's a lot of evidence of that happening of our grads already.
Well, we this last question I'm going to ask you, we could probably spend 15 minutes on in its own, but unfortunately, we've got 30 seconds. So you told us some of the first things you did. What would be the one or two key initiatives you've got as you head into the final stretch of this school year?
So we have academic plans for all of our students. I would love to see that we have a spirituality plan, incorporating academics into their life and incorporating spirituality and service to others into that. I would also, what we're working on is looking at athletics, and how does the athletic program amplify this idea that Christ is at the center of everything we do. So those are probably the two major points.
Well, a lot of great information. We really appreciate the conversation today with Brother John Eustace, and I'm going to look forward to having him back to talk to us more in the months ahead. Thank you, Brother John. Thank you all for listening. Look forward to talking with you all again on a future episode. Thanks.